Kind of a good back-to-school story here. Is school getting underway for so many this week or next, or even a few weeks back? Our story, A Lesson in Teaching. Upon seeing an old but familiar face, the young man asks the old man, "Do you remember me?" The old man says, "No," but then the young man says, "I was your student." The teacher asks, "Well, what do you do? What do you do in life?" The young man answers, "Well, I became a teacher." "Ah, how good. Like me?" asks the old man. "Well, yes. In fact, I became a teacher because you inspired me to be like you." Well, the old man, curious now, asks the young man what time he decided to become a teacher. The young man relates the following story. "One day, a friend of mine, also a student, came into school with a nice new watch, and I decided I wanted it, and I stole it. I took it out of his pocket. Shortly after, my friend noticed his watch was missing, and immediately he complained to our teacher, who was you. Then you addressed the class saying, 'This student's watch was stolen during class today. Whoever stole it, please return it.' I didn't give it back because I didn't want to. You closed the door and told us to stand up, all of us, and form a circle. You were going to search our pockets one by one until the watch was found. However, you told us to close our eyes because you'd only look for his watch if we all had our eyes closed. We did as instructed. You went from pocket to pocket, and when you went through my pocket, you found the watch and took it. You kept searching everyone's pockets, and when you were done, you said, 'Open your eyes. We have the watch.' You didn't tell on me, and you never mentioned the episode. You never said who stole the watch. That day, you saved my dignity forever. It was the most shameful day of my life. But this is also the day I decided not to become a thief or a bad person. You see, you never said anything, nor did you even scold me or take me aside to give me a lesson. But I clearly got your lesson. Thanks to you, I understood what a real educator needs to do. Do you remember this episode, Professor?" The old professor answered, "Yes, I remember the situation with the stolen watch, which I was looking for in everyone's pocket. I didn't remember you, though, because I also closed my eyes while looking. This is the essence of teaching. If to correct, you must humiliate, then you don't know how to teach. Ephesians 6:4, fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord."
Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.